For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. I'm really proud of our new reporter, Loretta Nall. She works with POT TV out of Canada, and she's president of the U.S. Marijuana Party. Loretta, tell us about the Crimson White and your recent letter, Drug War, a Tragedy.
In June of 2004, three Birmingham police officers were killed while serving a misdemeanor assault warrant. At the time of the killings, there were accusations about the house where the warrant was being served being a drug house. Although the warrant wasn't for drugs and no drugs were found in the search conducted after the officers were killed. This week in Alabama, one of two defendants in the case, Kerry Spencer, was found guilty of the murder of all three police officers. During the trial, Kerry Spencer admitted that drugs were sold from the house. However, according to the Birmingham News, prior to trial, one of Spencer's defense attorneys said that two of the officers had received past payments to protect the drug house. When the payment stopped, the police started harassing those at the house. The son-in-law of one of the victims said it may be time for the government to consider legalizing drugs. They need to step in and control it like they did liquor 50 years ago when they were bootlegging it, said Tim Banna, whose father-in-law, Carlos Owen, was one of the victims. They've got all of these officers risking their lives over this. All these drug dealers are out there, and you've got them sitting in line waiting to take the place of the next one taken off the streets, Banna said. When's it going to stop? We've got to get to a point where we have some type of government control over drugs. These policemen are risking their lives to do it. Eventually, somebody's got to draw the line, Banna said. And he's right. And I had a letter published in the Crimson White, which is a University of Alabama paper. I expect a few more papers around the state will probably publish this one. The Kerry Spencer case is a really tragic example of the damage prohibition has done to our country. Due to the drug war, thousands of police officers, both the honest and those corrupted by the lucrative opportunities the drug war provides. We have over 2 million U.S. citizens in prison, largely due to the drug war. Our children still have alarmingly easy access to any drug they desire. Our police have become soldiers engaged in an unwinnable war against the American people, yet drugs are still readily available to anyone who wants them, cheaper and of higher quality than ever before. It seems to me that Americans have been fooled into paying for their worst nightmare, and the bigger the failure of the drug war, the more money we are asked to pump into it. I don't think citizens should support any government program that puts all of us at greater risk and fails year after year. When will the needless death and destruction end? When will the citizens of America accept that prohibition has never worked and will never work, no matter how many lives it destroys or tax dollars it consumes, and find the courage to do what is necessary to change these laws that cause so many to suffer needlessly? Admitting that the drug war has failed and approaching it from a health and social standpoint is not the same as condoning or advocating drug use. But if people would only wake up and realize that in the case of prohibition, the cure is worse than the disease. This is Loretta Nall from Alabama reporting for the U.S. Marijuana Party, usmjparty.com. Until next time, y'all be safe and stay out of jail.
This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.